So I invite you to take a slow, deep breath. You can put your hand on your heart space if that feels good, and just breathing slowly and deeply sends a very powerful message to your heart that you are safe. So good to feel secure and know that this is the best possible time to just relax and take it easy. And it's so fun to think about Abraham and all of the blessings they've given us over the years. And this morning, as I was looking for another notebook, I came across a notebook where I had transcribed my interaction in October of 2018 with Abraham on the Greek island cruise, one of the last times I was in the hot seat. And I want to share it with you because it goes along with my feeling that I had about what I wanted to do today for the meditation. I said, "Hello, Abraham. You spoke earlier of getting glimpses of the vortex, and one of the things I really know is in my vortex is expanding my ability to perceive love, because I know love always is, and sometimes I see it, and sometimes I don't. And one day I was doing my grocery shopping, and there was a woman walking toward me with a stroller. And I looked into the baby's face and I was just stunned with the beauty of this child. And I turned to his mother and I put my hand on my heart and I said, 'You must be so proud to be his mother.' And she put her hand on her heart and I just got blown away. I felt like the Grinch. My heart expanded three sizes, and I could perceive love through her experience in a way that I had never felt it in my own life. It was amazing." And Abraham said, "Let's say that differently. Because I was focused upon her child, and because there had been so many thought pathways that she had created with her child, and with her own inner being, and with the inner being of her child. So there was a whole lot already going on there. And since it's your intention to be finding that resonance, and since you so often do, you just had this perfect combining convergence of pathways that felt like more than what you usually feel. But we don't want to put the emphasis on what they've got going on, because you could just as easily, if you're in an ornery mood, run into somebody who's fighting with their kids, because law of attraction matches you up to whatever is going on. So start with your original premise to us, because it feels flawed to us in this sense. You made it sound like you need someone else in order to reach your full capacity for love. And what we want to say is there is love in the feeling of satisfaction. But when there's more momentum in it, which is what focusing on specifics does, then it just feels like more because the energy is moving faster. Does that make sense to you?" And I said, "Yes." And they went on to tell a couple of stories. But before they finished with me, they came back to me. And they said, "So what we talk about all day, every day, as we play with you, is how to prepare yourself for those sorts of modes of reception. So it's no coincidence that you, one who is deliberately seeking love, would rendezvous with two people that are experiencing love, two people, one in a stroller and one pushing it, who have no resistance in that moment in time whatsoever. And if they were not, if that were not where they were in that moment in time, they would not have rendezvoused with you. In other words, you get to take the credit or the responsibility. You want to call it blame sometimes, but we don't. You get to take the credit or the responsibility for each and everything you rendezvous with, because no one creates in your experience. You are only rendezvousing with others who are like you, you see. And so by caring about how you feel, we think that is a very good way to approach all of this. So we're going to think about caring about how we feel. And I heard a meditation the other day where they talked about going down on an escalator, an elevator, and you get to the next floor and the door opens and there's something very different happening at that next vista that you see when the door opens. And I just was playing with that idea, and the door would open and I would see a beautiful mountain setting, or the door would open and I would see a cruise ship, or the door would open and I would see walking along a path, or the door would open and I would see dinner with a group of friends. And every time the door opened, there was something wonderful to see. And so I'm suggesting that we take a few minutes to get on the elevator that takes us to lovely experiences. And I have some suggestions of the kind of experiences we could have based on emotions rather than places. And I'm picturing this elevator having buttons that, instead of saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, say peace and love and wonder and happiness and joy and gratitude. And I just love that idea. So that's the premise for this meditation today, is that we're going to get on the elevator that takes us to experiences of emotions. And these emotions might be memories of having an experience like I did of expanding love with that mom and baby in the grocery store that I saw for, I don't know, 20 seconds maybe, and it made a huge impact on my life. Or it could be opening the door to something you've imagined happening that you see coming to fruition, like celebrating winning the lottery, or meeting someone that you've always wanted to meet, like Jerry getting his picture taken with the Prime Minister. The experience that we can experience when the door of the elevator opens is unlimited. It can be fantasy, it can be imagination, it can be memory, it can be something that's happening right now. Maybe the door opens and you see yourself on a Zoom call with people that you love, and that feels really good. So lots of opportunities to celebrate. So if you are with me for this adventure, I invite you to walk across this hallway to the elevator and push the button on the elevator. And when the elevator door opens, you get in and you look at the list. And the first thing on the list is relief. Relief. Oh, sometimes something happens that is such an incredible relief. So whether it's a memory or an imagined experience, punch the button and ride the elevator and allow the door to open and see what looks to you today like relief. As we bask in that feeling of relief, just take a moment and see if you're ready to get back on the elevator and punch the button for a different emotion, or if you want to stay in relief for a while. That's always an option. You can just find a fun place to sit or relax in the relief environment, or you can wander over and punch the button to get back on the elevator, see the elevator doors open and step in and turn and watch the doors close and look at the list that's offered. And punch the button for gratitude. See what it looks like as you get to the gratitude floor and the doors slide open. Whether it's something you imagine, something you've experienced, a moment in time or a memory that you have that's powerful. Think what gratitude looks like and step off the elevator into the gratitude environment and just feel your heart well up with thanksgiving as you count your blessings about what is happening right here in this space. gratitude sure feels good to me. Feel free to stay in the gratitude space if that's really working for you. Or if you're ready for a change of scenery, you can turn and there's the door of the elevator and you can punch the button for the elevator door to open and step in. Watch the door close behind you and scan the listing of potential floors to go to and press the button that says peace. Peace. What does peace feel like? Ease and contentment, tranquility, and serenity, and calm. Press the button that feels like peace, that takes you right to that space of peace. And whether it's a memory that comes up or an imagined place that you think of as peaceful, might even be a vision that you've had that took you into a deep well of peace. Allow the door to open and step into peace. Feel free to continue to bask in the peace if that's feeling really good to you. Make yourself at home here. But if you're ready to explore and have another adventure, turn and walk up to the elevator door and press the button and the door opens and you get in. And you look at the list. And the next one that attracts your eye is beauty. Press the button for beauty. And as you wait a moment for the elevator to get to the beauty floor, or the beauty vista, just think about beauty. Beauty that you've seen, beauty on your bucket list, beauty you've imagined in art, beauty that you've seen somehow in a dream. And then allow the door to open to beauty for you. What does beauty look like in this moment? There's a lot to explore in beauty. But if you're ready, you can get back to the elevator door and press the button. But if you'd rather stay in the beauty space, exploring other possibilities of beauty, that's just fine. But if you're ready, you can see the elevator door open and get on and look at the list. And the next place we can go is happiness. Happiness. Take a moment to think what happiness means to you. Moments you've been happy. Moments you've imagined that would make you happy. Moments that feel like happiness could be right now. What does happiness feel like? And then watch the elevator door open to the glimpse of happiness that is lined up for you in this moment. And that scene can change or stay stable the whole time you're here. Or it can flow from one happy experience to another. Give yourself an opportunity to feel happiness. Feels like there's enough happiness to go on and on. So feel free to stay in happiness if it really appeals to you. Or return to the elevator for our last experience as we get ready to end this meditation. And just get on the elevator, press the button, and get out on the love floor. See in this moment what love looks like, what it feels like, maybe what it sounds like. Could even be what it tastes like or smells like. Where's the love right now? I know I'm going to revisit this floor, but our time is up for today. And so I invite you to take a moment and stretch and let yourself start to come back to this beautiful space of friendship and appreciation and connection. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and smile. And so it is.